This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today. Her name is Marguerite Omen Bauer, and she's going to be sharing how trees, plants, and flora communicate with us and can enhance our lives. Marguerite speaks on plants through wild foods foraging expeditions based in upstate New York, where she introduces people to the role of plants and trees in our wellness and how they have the solutions to offer to the global predicament we're in today. Welcome to the show, Marguerite. How are you today?
Hi, Mari. Thank you for having me here. I'm great. Great to be here.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you do now.
Well, it started in childhood. And, you know, a lot of ways in childhood, we have an imagination that is pure and open. And everything seems to be accessible to us. Mm-hmm. And early on, that's what happened with me. I lived in Manhattan in a brownstone, which had an amazing backyard. And I was there every day after school all summer long. So that was my introduction to plants, and my grandfather had gardens and such. I was there every day, like we hear from kids and young people that live in the country, that they were in the woods every day. So that was my woods. So mm-hmm. the imagination piece is really critical here, because we were taught to turn it off. And yeah, I turned it off, as we all do.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, I love
an opening to, yeah. And then so it was about 20 years later that I was introduced to an herbalist that I aligned myself with. And that's history, and that was Kate Gilday, my mentor and teacher, and still my mentor and teacher. Mm-hmm. And my world of plants reopened, and being that when it reopened, imagination came back into play. But nowadays we know how critically important that is, because that mm-hmm. is the pathway to communication.
Yeah, absolutely. I love your story, because I grew up in New York City, but we didn't have a backyard or a garden or anything, but my mother always yearned for one, because she came from Cuba, where they had, you know, they grew everything. So she would grow what she could inside the apartment, you know, her plants were everywhere. Oh. So I can just picture you there in your garden. It sounds absolutely lovely. So I know that you're really passionate about teaching others the value of listening to what the plants, trees, and flora are telling us. Tell us what you're so passionate, and what are they trying to tell us?
Everything. Okay, so they are trying to, the movement in herbalism, the new movement in nature therapy, such as forest bathing, is essentially really not initiated by humans. It's being initiated by the trees and the plants. And that's what I have recognized. That's what I have heard from them. Now, Mari, let me step back a bit and mm-hmm. explain to you exactly what I mean by that. Because I'm not hearing words. I'm not seeing, I'm sensing, and my mm-hmm. sensory organ that I communicate with the landscape, plants and trees, is through my heart, open-hearted chakra. A lot of people have other areas. They may see or hear or feel things differently than I do, but we all have that capacity. And that's how I'm recognizing that this initiation of humans looking to nature as important is being initiated by them. It's not being initiated by the plants. So that's one. And then the other thing we can hear or at least observe as we listen and as we recognize what might be being said to us is that, one, they may not be wanted, they may not want to be cut down. Two, there may be something different that we need to do in our municipal territory that we're not doing properly. The sky is the limit to what we can hear from them. One, as long as we ask, and two, we have to listen. However, they're not at the policy making table. They're not even at our environmental group table. They're not even being considered when we're discussing the minister of the environment right now. So it's so important. So I forgot your other question you asked me.
Why are you so passionate about teaching the others, teaching everyone really about the value of listening?
Okay. And so that, I think I'm pretty sure I was a tree before. No, that's being, I don't mean to be that way. I have no idea. I just know it's a drive that I have to listen to.
It's like
the artist that must, or the writer that must write. I am the plant person that must talk about this. Now, it's not just me. There's many of us that are doing this, but at Plant Pioneers, you could go on to plantpioneers.org website and you can see there's a number of us doing this.
Yeah. Right. So you talked about what they're telling us more on a community level. What are they telling us more personally, or what have they told you more on a personal level? Would you share that with us?
So they're telling me to do this. So a few years ago, well, every year, Mari, I sit down around September, October, and I start to get quiet and meditate and ask, what would you like me to do now? What would you like next year to look like for your future, for the Earth's future, for our future, all humanity? And a few years ago, maybe now 7 or 8 years, they said to me, the trees, the plants that live in the gardens that I take care of here in upstate New York, they said to me, and it was a pretty startling phrase I heard, I did hear this time, you need to walk in to the fire and hold the hands of the unknowing and walk with them to see us again and walk them out to see us again. And what that meant was that it's not going to be a pretty picture talking this way. So I've gotten a lot of flack, but not too often, you know. But what I do get is it feels rough, and then I realize, well, of course, the plants and trees, they're just here. They make no noise. They don't move. They don't make any sound. How, of course, people are going to not really recognize that they're not just alive, but they're really alive. So that's what I heard some years ago. And every fall, every autumn, it's the same thing. And now we had to develop a program so that we could bring this and make sense of this for lay people. And lay people are people that are not interested, or maybe people that are interested just in foraging. And there's many people interested in foraging and or wild harvesting or crafting or herbalism.
Right.
But it's those that may not be on target with this understanding. Yes.
Right.
So it's a very wonderful place to be because I'm never alone.
That's right. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit of authenticity, since this is called Dare to Be Authentic. What role does authenticity play in all of this for you?
Well, like you asked me before, how and why did this all start? It may have been my herbal garden that my grandfather had in New York City, or it just may have been the trees telling me to do this, but it requires an element of daringness to walk my talk and to speak the words that cannot be heard. And walking my talk means that I really live what I speak of, so that I'm not preaching, but I'm also emulating. Another element of being daring is to ask the questions that haven't been asked. And those are questions like, what are the trees trying to tell us today? Or maybe, do plants feel? Do trees feel? What will happen when I die? Who will adopt my plants in the house? I mean, those might sound like silly questions, but they're not. Once we recognize that this is really at our fingertips. The other thing is to walk my talk with remembering with people that plants give us everything. So I need to give everything to them. So what I mean by that is plants and trees are like our mother. They feed us, clothe us, put a roof over our head, give us heat, medicine, and my goodness, oxygen.
Yeah.
They give everything to us. So what this has become is an environmental movement that changes the way we're an environmentalist. Now, we're no longer an environmentalist for ourselves. We are also now an environmentalist for the betterment of trees and plants and all of nature, because they are alive. So that's where my authenticity has to speak true volumes. Because if I'm not doing what I'm saying at home, in work and play, I'm not being authentic.
That's correct. You know, I love so many of the things you said, and it reminded me of my mother, who was such a plant lover. She had them everywhere, and we never really, till later in her, or later years, then she finally had a garden, and I still have, actually my daughter does, because I had to move to California, and they don't really like you to transport plants. A couple of them that have survived so far, and they're dear to us because, you know, my mom grew them, and now we have them. You know, it's become part of the family. When you said, who's going to take care of my plants when I die, that's something not too many people think about, but I love that you said that, because they are important. They are alive, and they do react to our touch, to our words, to the environment, to everything. So So what do you believe is the first step for a person who's listening to this, maybe, or somewhere else, and wants to begin to tune into the plant life and tree life around them?
That's a multifaceted question. I thought about that, Mari. And I guess the most important, maybe, is to be okay with the unexpected. Have an open heart. One way to have a very simply physiological stance to have an open heart, if you have a lot of stress in your life, is just to sit or stand with your back against the wall or your back against the chair, and push your back into the wall or into the chair so that your chest is completely open, and breathe. And breathe a few times. And just that stature of your body posture will help you have an open heart. It's very important to have an open heart in this, because that's a very big receptivity organ for us to live by. And a lot of times we go around in our world with a protective closed heart. And so that even slouching will do that. So that's one, is to have an open heart and be ready for the unexpected. But you could do this in nature, outside, or you can even do this in your house with your favorite plant. And everybody has a favorite plant.
Mm-hmm.
Most everybody. Now, nothing is going to happen until you inquire. And if you don't have an inquiring observation or an inquiring question or a question, you know, the plant is not going to be communicating with you. Because, consider this, those of us who have plants, then maybe we're connected, maybe we're not. We have cats too, maybe we have dogs, we might have iguanas or birds. And when we leave the house, we say goodbye to them, but we don't say goodbye to the plant.
That's right.
And when we come home, we say hello to our pets and feed them, but we don't say hello to our plants. So at some point, you know, the plants are going to stop communicating with us. How do I know that? Because that happened to me too. When I was taught, oh, it's only your imagination, you don't do this, plants are not really alive, blah, blah, blah. No. But when I was reintroduced to this, the whole world changed. But it took my inquiring. It took my desire to look at a tree or a plant and say to them, what do you want? Who are you? Are you really alive? Do you know, you know, something that is really important to you? Now, Mari, I don't have to ask anymore. I get a deluge of information sometimes when I walk into an area or someone's home to business. Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that. You know, when you were talking about leaving your house and saying bye to the dog or whatever, the cat, the iguana, and then greeting them when you come back. We don't even think about doing this for our plants, but something, when you said that, something sparked in me, and I thought, yeah, that's like, it makes sense. It all makes perfect sense. So thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And if you'd like to call in and ask Margarita a question, just dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now, and we will be right back.
Have you noticed that when you are having a good day, the day seems to flow with more ease? That is no mistake. When we feel good about ourselves, we attract this to us. I'm Joy Truscott, and as a clinical therapist, I specialize in releasing trauma blocks and shifting age-old family patterns that no longer serve us. Hop onto my website, joytruscott.com, to access many free resources and find out how we can work together.
Dr. Michelle Arhana is a relationship coach, author, and speaker. Dr. Michelle helps singles and couples emotionally heal, connect deeper through intimacy, and live authentically. Book your free session today at michellearhana.com. Wondering if he or she is the one? Need to reinvent your relationship? Go to michellearhana.com and purchase The Vows, a workbook for marriage success and understanding yourself. Don't forget to follow her on IG at michelle_r_hannah.
Ew! Mom, what is wrong with my hair?
Oh, honey, you have lice.
Lice?
That's rather tasty.
I know. Let's try Grace's Niflix.
Hey, what's that nice smell?
Wow, they're gone.
Grace's Niflix not only gets rid of lice, but also prevents it. It's a safe, plant-based product that can be used every day for healthy hair. Grace's Niflix.com.
Use Niflix to protect you.
Perceptive Awareness Technique with Susan Dumo teaches rapid expansion of your psychic abilities, increases self-esteem, and provides immediate and accurate answers to all your questions. Contact Susan at SusanZumo.com, that's SusanZumo.com, or call 757-275-4071. Again, that's SusanZumo.com or 757-275-4071 to get started.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and we have special guest, Marguerite Yulman-Bauer, and she's been sharing about how trees, plants, and flora communicate with us. So let's talk about what's the main message that you want to bring to the public, Marguerite?
Start listening. Just start listening. And with that listening, there always comes, I was thinking about it while over the commercial, with that listening, there's always a curiosity. So curiosity is a very open, spatial sense. And when we have that curiosity, so much more can happen. Now, those of us that have like their receptivity through our heart, there are those of us who have our receptivity when working with water. Some of us have our receptivity through audio. You know, that we all have our specialty. We know as we go through the ages that we know what we're good at. We just have to start listening to that. So being curious and that helps us have receptivity. So if you don't know your receptivity point, you could work on it. And that's where we devise that program where we start to open people up to what is their forte, what is their forte antenna in their body, or even on the surface of their body, or is something like that. But to have that curiosity is a very good open place to be.
I like that, because when we're curious about something, we want to learn everything there is about it, and then being open allows the information to come to us. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about that program that you just barely mentioned and how we can get a hold of you and see more information. Yeah.
So this program is called Developing Cognitive with Our Plant and Tree Allies. And people could reach us through www.plantpioneers.org and inquire whether it's being given in their region or if we could come to their region if it's not being given. And it's a 3-day course, and each day builds on the last. And we go over elements of cultivating one-on-one relationships with plants and trees in any given region. It does not matter. We have hands-on exercises that develop empathy evaluation of ourselves and the environment, which then by day 3, we start to relook at exactly what this empathy is and how to get out of our way. Because what is important in this developing an awareness with our natural environment is that we don't read the environment through our eyes. We need to truly hear what the environment is saying to us. Now, on our website, in the resource section, people could get loads and loads of research to back up what we're doing and give it validity if people need the research. And one of the things that has been was started about 5 years ago with scientists in different parts of the world is scientists are starting to align themselves with traditional peoples and asking the traditional peoples what they are hearing and seeing in the environment. And these people are using their imagination that they were taught from their ancestors and handed down to them through the oral tradition, how they are perceiving the environment. And then the scientists are collaborating and creating policies to start making beneficial changes to the environment. Now, that's one way. We all can do this, and we all should do this. We all have this accessibility that the traditional peoples have, but this accessibility still locked up and closed up because we were programmed that imagination is just imagination. It has no value.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe if you're an artist.
Right.
So that's what we work on. And there's many more. We go through different exercises. They're a lot of fun. So fun is also a very spacious place to be. Things are you get to understand more about your environment when you're open. So fun
mm-hmm.
activities are part of these days. Let me see, what else do we do? We look at our own anthropocentric views on the way we perceive life and then inquire with the trees and plants on a different way of seeing things. And everybody comes back with something. Everybody comes back with something like, I can't believe this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Although we did have one person, I want to say, she didn't hear anything, she said. And 2 weeks later, she called me and left a message, a long, long message, as having an interaction with her tree that had just been broken down out front. And she was almost in tears, almost in tears. And she was one of those few that we've seen that have not heard, said that she really doesn't know what this is about and this is going nowhere. But I think you see the value, but yeah.
Wow, what a cool story. So remember to check out Marguerite's website, plantpioneers.org, and you can also find her on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and she's there with a picture, a link to this interview, and a link to her website. And make sure to pass this on. She's giving so much great information here. Pass it on to your friends and everyone you know. So, Marguerite, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener before we close?
Yes. Just give it a chance. Just give it a chance. Go outside, go to your plant, start inquiring.
Wow, very nice. And open up your heart when you do so. Would you share that heart opening exercise again for everyone?
Simply either standing up against the wall with your back to the wall or sitting in your chair and leaning against the back of your chair and pushing your shoulders flat against the wall or the chair, and just sit there, and your heart, your chest just naturally opens. And is just one simple way to encourage an open-hearted awareness with your environment, whether it's with your loved ones or if it's with your plants or trees.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing so beautifully with us today.
Oh, thank you for having us, Mary. Thank you.
And thank you. Oh, it's my pleasure entirely. And thank you for listening. Make sure that you pass this interview on. So many good things to learn and so much to be curious about. And make sure that you join us for the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.